Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.
And we've been joined live in the studio by, he's a friend of the show and he's the brains behind the Sports Bazaar podcast, out now. We'll get to the latest episode soon. It's Titus O'Reilly. How are you, Titus?
Hey, Titus.
You were going to introduce me as a stupid white bastard.
A big stupid white bastard.
Because I identify with all of those terms. That's what my family called me. I was trying to figure out where the insult was.
That's on your Tinder profile page. That's what it'll say on your tombstone.
Oh, exactly.
Anyway, no offence taken.
No.
Apparently she's denying that now. She's denying she ever said that.
Love, because equality for me is when female sports stars are now so big, they can behave as badly as the men.
It's their right.
This is what we've been wanting.
It's their right to behave
as badly. This is equality. This is
equal rights.
Equal rights, you know.
All right. What are you bringing to the table today?
I just love this story because I was thinking about now these days with Sam Kerr, there was all this talk about how our sponsors would react.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll hear about how sponsors can be sort of impacted by the athletes behaving badly.
Yes.
But we never hear about athletes who are affected by their sponsors.
Okay.
The reverse. Oh. And this is going back to 2006. It was a guy called Antonio Cassano.
Now, who did he play for?
He played for Roma first, where he was a star. And so Real Madrid poached him. So he goes to Real Madrid and he gets really in shape. He loses 12 kilos. He's as fit as he's ever been in his life.
Great.
It's looking up and up. One of the problems, though, that started early was Nutella were the sponsor of Real Madrid.
Uh-oh.
And so they would give every player 5 kilos of Nutella every month.
Really?
For free.
Wow.
And he proceeded to start eating this Nutella directly out of the jar. And who can blame him? Because it's delicious.
Wow, delicious.
Hazelnut.
And he ended up putting on, after losing 12 kilos, he put on 14 kilos.
Nutella. So they actually did a survey recently, and it is considered, of all the, like, snacks and treats,
spreads,
the worst for you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like all things. If you have it every now and then, it's fine. You don't eat it with a spoon every day, which he said to, he just
directly
said,
out of the jar.
Yeah, he said, I was just eating it all the time out of the jar. Every month, he'd give me this 5 kilos, and in 7 months, he gained 14 kilos. Right? So it was all going to, he said later on, though, that he was getting regular fines from Real Madrid, and they made the fines, like, sort of align with how much weight he'd gained.
Right.
So that would decide the fine amount. Like, if he'd put on a kilo, that might be $1,000 or something. And if it was 2 kilos, it'd be $2,000.
But surely Nutella are happy. I mean, is this a good advertisement for Nutella
I don't know if it was. But the thing he also said is at the same time, and this might have, not to throw all the shade onto Nutella, he also said that he made friends with one of the waiters in the hotel he was living in. And he said whenever he, say, brought a lady home and they had fun together, he had a deal that the waiter would come up and bring him cannoli to eat afterwards. And he said that might have also, you know, linked. Which to
like
me,
a post-coital cannoli.
And apparently he was bringing so many women home that was also meant he was eating a lot of cannoli. See, if I applied that in my life, that I would only eat dessert in that situation, the weight would be falling off me. You would not believe.
You'd be a supermodel.
I'd be so thin. You'd be worried about me.
You'd be waif-like. The latest episode, the one out now of Sports Bazaar, our podcast, is one of my favourites because it's based around a movie that I love. When we often have the conversation about what's the best sports movie?
Yeah.
This is in the conversation. What is it for you? What do you think of? Do you have a favourite sports movie?
Oh, I love Field of Dreams.
Not Cracker Jack. I would have thought you'd gone with Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack transcends sport.
Yeah.
What's yours, MG? Your favourite sport?
It's an obscure one. It's probably called, it's called Rudy. About a, ever seen Rudy?
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Notre Dame player who was a young guy who made it onto the team for like one game, I think.
Yeah, and just they went ballistic. I cried in that movie.
Yeah.
Rudy got on, yes.
I did not see that coming. But this is one of it's based on this movie.
Well, this is Slapshot.
Which is one of
ice hockey
crackers.
Paul Newman.
Now, the movie with the glasses.
The Handsome Brothers,
who are these three maniacs who, yes. three brothers who played together, and they just are a mixture of violence and scoring. People just love them. And when the movie was trying to get made, says Paul Newman, Al Pacino was attached to it too, but eventually they found out he couldn't skate. and he was coming off The Godfather. So then Paul Newman took it on. And the thing is, the Universal Pictures didn't believe the script was, they thought it was too far-fetched. So they said to, and Paul Newman said, no, it's based on truth.
So this is the bit I didn't realise, that this is all based on a team and a largely true story.
Yeah, so Paul Newman went to, it was the Johnston Jets were the real team. So Paul Newman went there, and it's in the northeast of, it's in sort of Massachusetts in the US. And he went there on the first game, he went there, in the third period, a huge brawl breaks out, not between the players, but between the players and the fans. And the plexiglass on the side of the ice hockey comes down and breaks on the ice, and the punching goes on. The police show up with police dogs, and it's just an all-in brawl. The players are throwing their hockey sticks like spears into the crowd, and afterwards they pull him aside and they say, oh, we're so sorry, Mr. Paul Newman. He goes, what are you talking about? This is perfect. We're going to film the movie here. So he was ready for it. So when they actually filmed the movie, Newman was the big star. So he had his own house, and they also had a motel closer to filming, and in his was a sauna. And so he had a sauna, and all the people playing the extras were all the real ice hockey players from this club that was totally crazy. And they decided, because he had this sauna that Newman loved, they decided to fill it up one day with ping pong balls. So he comes home and his sauna's full of ping pong balls, and they're all waiting for him to react. He says nothing. A day goes by, another day goes by, they're hearing nothing, and they're going, oh, someone must have cleaned it out before he saw it. So then they're filming a scene where they all have to get off the bus, and he says to them, let's all get nude and go off the bus.
That's freezing.
It's a bit of a prank. It's below zero, you know, and he's like, let's do that. So they all go, great, because they've all had a few drinks. So they all think for the movie they're going to do this. They all get off the bus nude, and they look back, and he's shut the door on the bus and locked it. And a crowd of 2,000 people have gathered to watch it. And then he watches laughing and says, payback's a bitch, boys. And he watches laughing as the police have to be talked out of arresting them all for indecent exposure.
It was happening on the screen. It was happening off the screen. That's just one of many stories that made me laugh. One of the most violent episodes in the history of any sport anywhere.
Minor league hockey in the 70s.
Any time, Sports Bazaar, latest episode, get it on a listener or wherever you get your apps. Thank you, Titus O'Reilly.
Thanks, guys.
Nick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.